Do you believe God heals today? This is Tuesday, March 5th. God reveals his presence and power. Does he do it through mighty works as Jesus did? In 1959, Patience, that's not a real name, suddenly lost vision in her left eye. Then 3 months later, she lost vision in her right eye. She was 18 years old at the time, and doctors discovered a macular degeneration that had occurred, explaining her vision loss. Soon her vision was worse than 2400. Doctors concluded that her rapid degeneration as a young person was incurable and irreversible. Then she lived with this condition for over a decade. One night in 1972, she was praying with her husband. They were followers of Jesus, and though they knew about Jesus' miracles, they had never met anyone who had experienced one. But that evening, her husband was provoked to pray for her healing. "O Lord, you can restore her eyesight, and I pray that you will do it." That evening, after praying, Patience opened her eyes, and immediately she could see. Not perfectly, mind you. But not long after, her doctor examined her and found that her vision had improved to 2100 in each eye, an improvement of over 400%. Now, if you're like me, you read instances of healing with suspicion, and I think you should. One scholar, Craig Keener is his name, had the same response as he studied and taught the New Testament. And so he decided to set out on a study and see if the reports of such miracles were true. He decided to do the research himself, to look at the reports and to find out what was going on and to see if there were ones that could be verified. I want to go to our text for today. This is Mark chapter 8, verse 22 to 26. They came to Bethsaida, that's Jesus and his disciples, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes, and then his eyes were opened. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home, saying, "Don't even go into the village." Now we're looking at the miracles of Jesus from the Gospel of Mark, and as we do so, we remember that Jesus performed miracles out of a genuine compassion for people, as well as to show the signs of his kingdom, to reveal to people in his disciples included his identity as the Messiah. Just prior to this healing, his disciples did not see clearly that Jesus was the Son of God and the Messiah that they had long been waiting for. So this miracle restores the sight of this blind man, but it also opens the eyes of the disciples. Just after this healing, Peter makes his profession of faith in Jesus. Even today, God often reveals his presence to people in startling ways that cannot be denied. Often God does this to overcome barriers to the gospel, to people coming to know him through his son Jesus. For example, studies show that a significant number of Muslims who come to faith in Jesus have reported having a dream about Jesus. The nature of these dreams is similar among these people, though these people haven't had contact with each other. It's more than coincidence. And this makes sense given that these people live in places in the world where it's nearly impossible to get your hands on a Bible, where there's no local church. It seems that miracles are reported more often in places where there are fewer opportunities to encounter Jesus through the ministry of the Word. And this was not true of Patience. Here is what happened to her. She experienced almost complete healing in 1972. And in 2001, when Patience prepared to get her new glasses, her eyes were tested and her vision was 20/40 in each eye. In 2013, she had the same examination results. As reported by the professionals, one of them said, "Her eyesight has remained intact for 47 years." Following that prayer that her husband prayed that evening with her. Patients could not tell you why God chose to restore her sight, but she can tell you that the experience opened her eyes to the glory and goodness and the presence of God in her life. Most of us have not had a time of rapid physical healing like this, so it may be difficult for us to relate. But many of us have had eye-opening experiences of God's grace in our lives. And that's what happened to the disciples as they saw what Jesus did. They made the connection between the work of God and the person of Jesus. And this is what God wants to do in us, even as we work through this study on the miracles of Jesus. Let's pray together. God of all grace, we have such difficulty seeing your glory, though all around us are signs of your power woven into the beauty and complexity of creation. Open our eyes to your presence with us and your grace toward us. For we pray in the name of Jesus.